Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. We are live from the TireRack.com studios, hour number two. Of course, this is a trash talking Tuesday, so you can call in about 30 minutes and trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. You have 30 to 40 seconds to do so. So get your takes ready and come correct. Also, be sure to enter the Summer of Tire Rack Sweepstakes. We want to congratulate Anthony K. from Huntingburg, Indiana. He was our first winner to receive a set of four brand new tires. Now it's your turn to win. Our next winner will be selected this Sunday, and then our third winner will be picked on August 27th. So Anthony from Indiana and two more winners have the opportunity to win a set of four tires plus installation, taxes, and fees. All of it is valued at up to $1,500 thanks to TireRack.com. So enter today and daily to continue getting new entries into the contest every single day at FoxSportsRadio.com. Again, to enter and get the rules, go to FoxSportsRadio.com. It's all sponsored by TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. At the bottom of the hour before Trash Talking Tuesday is Baseball Justice with our man, David Justice. But first, we're going to stick with the baseball, and we're going to talk about this situation, Rob, in Baltimore with the Orioles. And first, they suspended their broadcaster, and now they've brought him back. Rob G., give us the summary of what's going on down there with the Orioles.
Yeah, so on July 23rd, Orioles play-by-play broadcaster Kevin Brown said during the broadcast, had a whole graphic explaining everything about how Tropicana Field, home of the Tampa Bay Rays, has been a house of horrors for them, that they just have not been winning, that they routinely get smacked while they play there.
They haven't won a series like in 17
and,
series
and
or
in
something?
In fact, this season alone, they've won as many games there this year as they had in the previous three seasons combined. So he was just talking about how poorly that they've played. Well, very quietly, after the game, the team decided that he would be suspended for his comments, which they felt were inappropriate to talk about the Baltimore Orioles. It wasn't until Awful Announcing, The Athletic, The New York Post, several other outlets came out a few days ago, actually, they might have been yesterday and the day before, and reported that the reason why he had been off the air since July 23rd was because of these comments. Obviously, you had a huge blowback. You had Michael Kay go on the air for the Yankees game. You had the Mets announcers. All these different broadcasters were talking about it during their games last night. And so, again, earlier this afternoon on Tuesday, the Orioles quietly announced that Brown would be back in the booth on Friday and refused to acknowledge whether or not his absence was suspension-related, only calling it a, quote, personal matter.
Well, Chris, I listened to the comments.
Okay.
He didn't say anything. It was a stated fact. Ridiculous. And anyway, Chris, you've been on pregame shows. That when they make the graphics and all that, there's producers and other people who are involved with that. He didn't do that on his own.
He didn't put together those.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
So the people who were running the show, it was the most obvious thing. Here the Orioles are having this great year. Chris, looks like they're going to win the division, or they're in the hunt to win the division. And you're worried about a broadcaster giving you facts? He didn't say, God, this team is lucky to be where we are and the Orioles really stink and Tampa Bay should win the division and I don't know how the Orioles are, you know, like anything like that. He was stating straight facts. Chris, when you listen to the tape, I was waiting for it. And it never came.
And it was over.
He never said anything. Nick, did you hear it? Nick, hop on.
Well, the thing is, you can say it. Yeah, I think you're right and in talking about the tone of it. Because
I want to see Nick, because Nick is just, you're a broadcaster.
Yes.
Did you listen to it? Because, Chris, did you hear it or you didn't hear it?
I didn't hear it.
Just Nick, did you hear anything?
No. I mean, this is very typical things to say as a broadcaster. I do a fair amount of play-by-play work myself. This is very much, you're providing context to what's going on in past years and current years. And I think the key sticking point, you brought it up here, Rob, is that you had the graphics going with it. So this wasn't Kevin Brown on his own. Literally, it was there in the graphic. Chris, this was pre-produced.
He didn't go rogue.
It was in the team's game notes as well. So I don't know why he is the fall guy for something that came across several people's desks and was put into the program.
No doubt. Nick, thank you. Chris, it makes no sense. As I said, you did the NBA pregame show. When something's brought up in a meeting and they make graphics, that means that the producer's on board, everybody's on board.
Right. And now, look, you can tell them, hey, let's do a graphic of this or that. But sometimes they may put it together on their own or sometimes you may do it. But the bottom line is, look, if we're on a debate show, whether it's the iCouple or it's First Things First or Undisputed with Skip Bayless, whatever it might be, we might say it in a way that a team might not like. But if you're saying that the broadcaster essentially just pointed it out, hey, you know, when they go to Baltimore, they struggle. They haven't won there and blah, blah, blah. Like, it's not like he went on there and said, they're hot garbage when they play
exactly
in Baltimore. And that's ridiculous. And good for all the broadcasters that called them out and they got him back on the air. And look, Rob, we do know that hometown teams or websites often will want, you know, soft coverage.
Right.
Rob, when I first got to FS1, and obviously I was fresh off of covering the NBA for decades with ESPN and the New York Times. And a couple times local Fox stations wanted me to go on and talk about their teams. And I would talk about it like a national guy. I wouldn't give all of the, you know, I wouldn't just praise them. They're 32 and 50 and they want me to praise them. And I would give the real. And sometimes they were like, he was a little too harsh on our team and all, you know, and that's local stuff. And Rob, you and I talk about that. Look, sometimes, I mean, a league or a team may actually have a site where they really more so maybe a league where they let you just report. Right. And if it's negative, it's negative, but they let it go. But oftentimes these teams and what they want from their announcers as well, the announcers or the reporters, Rob, if they on the site, and they on the station and the channel, they want everything to be favorable. But in this case, it sounds like, I mean, you have to paint the picture. You have to be, you're right, you have to give context to the situation.
No doubt. Nick, you got one last thing to add on that?
Yeah, just quickly. Also, the title of the graphic was it? Tropical Depression.
Right.
So I wonder if this graphic guy got a suspension as well.
You know what? The producer probably got the business too, Chris, that they weren't happy. And you know what? Coming up in Baseball Justice, David Justice was an analyst for the Yankees. He's going to talk about his scenario and circumstances there. And how sensitive these guys are, Chris.
Right.
But go ahead. I don't understand it. And you know what it did, Chris? It took away from the Orioles, which is a nice story.
A great season.
Am I right?
Right.
Why are we talking about this instead of that team?
Yep. No, that's a great point. And they messed up. That's all there is to it. Because as you said, we should be talking about
the Orioles.
How they're having this great season. And instead, they got egg on their face.
Right, they look
period.
Like they're petty, and right. they look like
they look like a team that's not used to winning,
right.
Because the way they're handling this, and they aren't obviously, but this just makes you look bush league. And Rob, I know it was a long time ago. The Orioles used to be a really good franchise.
Yep.
And they've, been on some tough times, haven't made the playoffs in what, about 6-7 years or something like that. But this just makes you look bush league. I mean, gosh, what did he look? Even if they had been critical, I mean, do you really need to take them off the air?
No. You know what?
Even if they were, man, we don't play our best baseball there. Right. We got to get it together. So you got to take them off the air?
You could have had a conversation with them. This isn't like, you remember the Oakland A's announcer where he used the N-word or something? Those are the guys you take off the air. Can't have that kind of a slip up. You know what I mean? And you're, as a broadcaster.
What's happened to him?
He's,
do you have any idea?
Look, probably.
I mean, I know he's off the air.
Yeah, but. No, nothing. I mean, it'll be hard for him to get another job just because, Chris, you know that you're a broadcaster. Certain things you can't say.
That was just hard to.
Yeah.
To
you can't
think.
Bounce back from
really?
That. Yeah.
That
how'd you get that? How'd that come
on.
Out of your mouth?
Yeah.
Right.
Nah, that, come on.
And you know what? And we talked about it before. Like Charles Barkley. I mean, I've watched inside the NBA when he said, oh, this is unwatchable. The NBA's unwatchable.
Right. That's a good example.
You know what I mean?
Like, they'll let him say what he wants.
Charles gets to say whatever he wants, and that's what makes him so special. Now, most people can't do that. You're on there, Chris, for the network. You know what I mean? You're working and you're representing the league. You just can't go ham on these on the league every chance you get. I'll give you this.
Well, there's some that think, and I have no idea if this is true, but, there's some that think Jeff Van Gundy was let go at ESPN because he was out. He was often critical of the referees. And so I don't know if that's the case, but some think that.
But Chris and I can tell you, and I worked at ESPN for 8 years, FS1 for 5, and now MLB. I've never had anybody come up to me and say, don't say this or – you know what I mean? Like, have you been in any meetings like that?
I have had a couple. Like I mentioned the one earlier. There were a couple times at ESPN when, really once that I remember. Interestingly, Rob, it was rare that you taped anything. Most of 99.999% of the time, it was live. But there was one time where I said something. I want to say what it was. It wasn't bad.
Right, right.
But it had a racial element to it. And can we retape that? Can we retape that?
Right.
But that was one time. But for the most part, never.
But normally, like going into it, and that was like something they probably thought it was a little too hot.
Yeah,
but I've never been told like straight up, like don't say anything negative. Don't say anything negative about baseball. Don't say anything about the commissioner. Like I've never heard that at MLB Network. Like,
and with the debate shows, TV or radio, mainly TV, people often think, Rob, that one side, we're making up stuff. Like you and I used to co-host Undisputed, filling in for Skip and Shannon at times. And a lot of times people think, you know, one, you take one guy takes one side right, and one right. guy takes the other. It's not like that. Like we, you and I have done that a lot. Obviously, I still do it with First Things First. And you say what you feel.
Right.
It sometimes is better, or most often is better when you disagree. But I've never in any of, I've done First Take, Undisputed, First Things First, all of them. And never have I been told, or has the other guy been told, to take a side just so we can
never.
Fabricate a
debate. I've never been in a room or in a meeting with anybody. People used to ask me that all the time. Does Skip just do that? I said, right. That's not a part of what we do. People will read through that. You just can't do it like
right.
that. So
absolutely. All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Trash Talking Tuesday is up in about 20 minutes. But before that, we got Baseball Justice. And we're going to talk a little bit about Daniel Jones. He was asked today if he's elite. Rob and I will answer that question ourselves right around the corner. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Get your takes ready for Trash Talking Tuesday. Keep it locked.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Listen to Comeback Stories. I'm Darren Waller. You may know me best as a tight end for the New York Giants. You may also know me for my story of overcoming addiction and alcoholism. You may have heard a few of my tracks as an artist or a producer. And you may have seen the work that I've done through my foundation. And you may know my friend and co-host, Donnie Starkins, as well. He's a mindfulness teacher, a yoga instructor, a life coach, a man fully invested in seeing people reach their fullest potential. And we've come to form this platform of Comeback Stories to really highlight not only our own adversity, but adversity in the lives of well-known guests with amazing stories. Catch us every week on Comeback Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. All right, Rob, Daniel Jones, the quarterback for the New York Giants, of course, was asked today if he is elite. Now, you might think, what? That they're crazy for asking me that. But our own Greg Jennings, friend of ours and friend of the show, also, you know, been on First Things First with us, a regular on there. He believes that Daniel Jones is, not can be, is a top 10 quarterback. So are you with that? What do you think?
No, Greg Jennings is Meshuggah. I mean, come on, stop it. No, he's not top 10. He's not elite quarterback. I don't know what you expect Daniel Jones to ask when somebody asks you that. Of course you're going to act like you're the best thing or the greatest thing since sliced bread. You're not going to say, no, I'm on a lower third of the quarterbacks. Oh, I'm a bottom 10.
You like, know nobody's, I only threw 15 touchdowns right, you know, last year, right?
Hey, did you see the stats? I only threw over 300 yards twice, and that was against the stinking Minnesota Vikings, and they were last in defense.
And the Lions, right.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, Chris, stop. I mean, come on.
I'm with you. I mean, and look, Daniel Jones, we know he's not worth $40 million. And that, Rob, he is kind of the poster boy for, you know, I can't remember who it was we were talking to as a former player, Sean King, about, you know, everybody's talking about the running back position being undervalued and them not making enough money anymore. And I get it that the position, you know, isn't as critical, it seems, as it used to be, or there's a plethora of good backs. You can get out there, you get them at a lower round for less money and all that. But I thought Sean brought up an excellent point that is just true. Why are you paying by position?
Right, rather than by person who produces, because that's what you're doing. You're saying regardless, you could be a bottom third or bottom, you know, last 10 quarterback, and we're still going to have to pay you a certain amount because you play quarterback. That right. makes no sense.
It makes no sense. Daniel Jones got $40 million a year. Now it's only, what, a two years guaranteed, I believe. But still, Saquon Barkley, Rob, it's a good chance he doesn't make $40 million over the rest of his career.
Nah, Chris, it ain't no good chance. He ain't making no 40. If you can't pay him off the year he had last year, what? Really? He's going to get paid
so
later?
So he may not total $40
million exactly.
already. Like, what he's already done, and he's in his, what, fourth, fifth year. But he is, you know, he's getting $10 million, or 11 if he really plays lights out. And Daniel Jones is getting $40 million. And that is true. Look, I'm not saying quarterback shouldn't be the highest paid position. But, Rob, you know this. I've said for a long time now the gap between what the quarterbacks make and what basically everybody else makes is out of proportion. I get that it's the most important position. I get that you can't win essentially without a great one. But still, it is totally out of proportion because that quarterback can't do a thing if his linemen aren't blocking and if his receivers aren't catching the football. And so this is just an example. Most people would say, some might argue, and you can argue it, but that Barkley is their best offensive player.
And he allows Daniel Jones to do what he does, Chris. I mean,
well, he has so far. Look, I'm not saying – I don't think Jones will ever be a top 10 guy. But I think he showed some promise last year. He's a good runner, and he stopped fumbling and cut down the interceptions. This year is going to be interesting, Rob, because they're going to presumably they're going to open up the offense a little more.
I believe
it
when
We'll see how he throws the football. They don't have great receivers, but his rookie year he was pretty good. 24 touchdowns, 12 picks as a rookie for a bad team. So. Then, you know, he's had a lot of different coaches, different coordinators, and things like that. So now he's got some stability with Brian Daboll. And I think this will be a big year to see what he really is made of. But at this point, to call him elite is, I think, darn near nonsensical.
No, just ridiculous. I can't even put those words, I can't form those words with my mouth, Chris. I just, elite? No. There's not only a handful of people who are elite. Everybody's not elite.
Right. Even, you can even be good.
Yeah, very good.
I don't think Dak, remember, I thought Dak would be on, I used to say, en route to being elite.
And he,
well,
and
not
he got
anymore.
Derailed, right.
Right. Maybe he'll prove me wrong and do it, but right now he's not elite. He's very good.
Right.
You know, but he's not elite, and neither is Daniel Jones.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studio. It is the iCouple, and it is time for Baseball Justice with David Justice.
I'm innocent, I told you.
It's time for Baseball Justice on the Odd Couple.
You're going to get your feelings hurt,
man.
With former MLB slugger David Justice.
Here's Justice. Deep to right center.
Court is now in session.
All right, it is Baseball Justice with our man, the two-time World Series champion, David Justice. David, welcome to the Odd Couple, brother.
Man, what's going on, fellas? What's happening? What's happening?
How are you?
Man, I'm great, bro. I'm great.
It's
hey, we're getting toward that time of the year, bro, where these baseball races are about to heat up, man. So once you turn that page into September, bro, it all gets real serious real quick.
No doubt.
Absolutely, man. I'm excited about it. All right, let's start with the Cubs. They're the hottest team in baseball, winning 15 of 19 and 2 of 3 over the Braves over this weekend. Are the Cubs legitimate contenders in the National League, David?
Hey, fellas, do not sleep on the Cubs. First of all, they're in the right division. They're in a division with Cincinnati and Milwaukee. The great thing about the Cubs is since June, they've scored on average more runs each month, all right? And this month, I mean, that's just 8 runs a game, but that's not going to hold up. But you know the offense is there. I mean, they got a heck of a lineup, man. They got guys that hit the ball at the ballpark. They got Swanson, Bellinger, Morrell. They got Horner. I mean, they got enough weapons. The biggest key for them, I believe, is going to be they got at the end of August, they got Milwaukee. They got Cincinnati, too. Starting out in September. So you got an opportunity to play the teams that are ahead of you. If you can win those games, I'm not talking about, you know, winning the series, but actually try to sweep, like kind of like we did in 93 against the San Francisco Giants.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go in and sweep. And then it may come down, fellas. It may come down to that last weekend, those last two games. They got Milwaukee to finish the season. The Cubs are in a great position to win this division. And all they're doing is playing better and better as the season's going on. So if you're a club fan, hey, you got to be excited about baseball in September in Chicago.
Mm, yeah. No, I mean,
got to play well against the teams above them, don't tell us. I mean, they're 4-5 against the Reds. They're 3-4 against the Brew Crew. So you got to play well against the teams ahead of you. But they're in prime position, aren't you? What, 2.5 games out? And it's not the strongest division in the National League. So I think they're in a good place.
All right, here we go. Dave, let's do this. The Orioles suspended team broadcaster Kevin Brown because they didn't like him pointing out how much the team had struggled playing in Tampa over the years. You've been a TV analyst yourself. You did game for the Yankees. Were you ever warned about on-air comments and what you need to say and not say?
Hey, Rob, let me just say this. I heard what he said, and he didn't say anything.
I know. We keep trying to figure it out.
I'm amazed that something like that could get him suspended. But if that gets you suspended, you really can't hardly say anything.
Right.
But yeah, fellas, when I was retired, my couple of years with ESPN, you had more of a leeway because we were kind of like a national. I did a lot of different teams. But when you work for a team, like when I worked for the Yankees, hey, Steinbrenner called down one time and told him to tell me that's enough about the Yankees. Because I was calling it the way I saw it, and it wasn't necessarily painting the Yankees in the best light. And I guess he must have been listening to it, and enough was enough. He didn't want to hear no more about it. So when you work for a team, it is a little different. They want you to be, you know, more positive and say more positive things about the team. They really want you to shy away from anything negative. But what he said was not bad, though. I'm still amazed that they suspended him. And when he comes back, man, how nervous is he going to be to say anything?
Right. They got him spooked. You're right. He's spooked now.
And tell us, when you saw, you know, it was a grab, which meant everyone in the truck, from the producers to all the guys in there, they produced that draft before he spoke on it.
We talked about that. Right. It's
so
not
everybody,
like
everybody knew what was coming up.
That kind of remind me of me at ESPN with RG3, but that's another story.
Yeah. Like they all knew what he was about to say.
Right.
David, I'm sure you saw the punch heard around the world.
Oh, my.
Tim Anderson flattened by Josie Ramirez of the Guardians. And adding insult to injury, MLB tacked on a 6-game suspension for Anderson. Do you think he ever will live that moment down?
Ellis, he got no chance of living that moment down. If he was on our Braves team in the early 90s with all the brothers we had on our team, bro, we would have been roasting him every day. Look, Jose Ramirez threw two of the wildest punches you could possibly throw. Looked like he ain't fought his whole life.
Right. He had his eyes closed.
Eyes closed, head down, just throwing that air. And happened to land perfectly. Jose Ramirez walking around like he the champ. Right. Like he's like Tim Anderson, every stadium he goes, one thing you never want to give is opposing fans something to rag you about. Mm. Fellas, can you imagine the ragging on Tim Anderson now when he goes to the opponent? Hey, man, Ramirez knocked you out.
Right.
Hey, Tim, keep your left hand up, bro. Like, there's so much stuff that they can get on him about. He'll never live it down. Just like Jack McDowell never lived down. Witten punching him in the head.
Robin
Ventura, who got a bloody nose from Nolan Ryan.
Dude, after Nolan Ryan put them hands on, Robin Ventura just ran into a headlock, which I've never seen somebody do that. He put his hand right under his arm, right into his arm, David.
A former NFL player told me the same thing you did, that they would be roasting Tim in the locker room. But he's clearly sensitive about it and salty. Like, what if he's just mad and don't want to, you know what I mean? Does he just got to take it, or is there going to be another fight if he's that upset about it, or what?
Well, you're going to have to take this one, bro. I mean, look, guys going to mess with you a little bit. And what you going to do? Don't run the risk of getting knocked out twice.
Right.
It ain't, you know what I mean? It ain't like you did a great showing for yourself right there. I mean, you look like you had an idea what you was doing, Tim Anderson.
Right, but he got caught.
Oh, yeah.
Ramirez threw the wildest right hand that you could ever throw and connected and dropped him.
Nah, he went
Whenever team fights, and it's an actual fight, every player, all pitchers, all hitters, are looking at the fighting ability of those involved. If you a pitcher and you look like you can't fight, guys can't wait to charge you.
Right.
But if you a pitcher, remember Kyle Farnsworth? Hey, look, if you a pitcher that look like you know how to fight, ain't nobody charging you. They ain't ready for that smoke.
No doubt.
That's good stuff.
Dave, we got one more we want to try to squeeze in, all right?
All right.
We got about a minute.
Yeah, we only got about a minute. Tell us about Shohei Ohtani. And, you know, he's trying to win the Triple Crown, which is, a jewel for players. Can he do it?
Oh, well, I think you've got the home run department sold up. He's already up by 10 right there.
Right.
He can catch the RBIs, too. He's only down by 7. The toughest one, I think, will be the batting average, because once you accumulate so many at-bats, your batting average doesn't fluctuate as much as it does early in the season. And I think right now, Bichette is up, 321, up a whole, 13 points, I think, right now.
That's a lot of points, fellas.
It can't be done. We've still got a lot of games left. Bichette could falter, but he's got to continue to rake. what's in his benefit is
from the Fox.
He doesn't necessarily play every day, though. So he won't be he'll be rested. You know, when you DH, you're not killing your legs. Whereas Bichette's got to go out and play. You know, these games start accumulating. So he'll be rested. The toughest part is going to be the batting average. The home run got sold up. He can catch for every batting average will be tough.
There's our man, David Justice, Dave, with that baseball justice.
That's
great
right.
stuff, man. We appreciate it.
Hey, Dave, are you going to fill in for Chris? We know yet or not yet?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I'm coming in next Tuesday. I'll be right beside you.
All right. He'll be back in. All sound great.
All right. Thank you, David.
All right, fellas. All right, fellas.
It's time for Trash Talking Tuesday, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Nine, your turn to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. Come correct. That's next. Ah, couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're sponsored by BetterHelp. Therapy can bring out a whole new you, guys, and BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BetterHelp.com/iCouple, BetterHelp.com/iCouple. All right, it's time for Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, Chris, let's get it started. We got Adam in New York. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Adam? No, Derek. I'm sorry, Derek. You're in New York. Who
hey,
you
guys.
Trashing?
I've heard you many times. It's the first time I've been able to call you. How much time do I have? I have 40 seconds or a minute?
Yes.
And a half.
30 to 40 seconds.
Okay, quickly. Adam Schein, what he said about the Packers and Jordan Love, come on, man. If you guys look it up, you know what I'm talking about. Your producer knows what I'm talking about. Jordan Love hasn't even taken a snap as the first-string quarterback, and he's trashing him. You guys have analyzed sports for a long time. You don't do that to a young quarterback. Adam Schein, man, and look what Devondre Campbell said about Adam Schein and his thick-ass Steve Harvey glasses and and his Coke rim bottle glass. I don't know, man. Devondre Campbell had a fun time with it, but Adam Schein is way out of line, man. Way out of line.
All right, there you go. Let's go to Gary. Gary in Houston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Gary?
Tim Anderson. I don't understand how anyone can like this guy. He cheats on his wife, gets his side piece pregnant, and forgets how to play baseball. He literally has more fights than home runs this season. He never takes accountability and always finds a way to blame someone else. The only good thing Josh Donaldson has done in New York is starting the downfall of Tim Anderson's career. Tim Anderson is literally the exact opposite of Jackie Robinson. It was so satisfying seeing him get slept. Build that Jose Ramirez statue tomorrow.
My goodness gracious.
Wow.
Fine. Did not have any love for Tim Anderson.
None.
Dwight in Pittsburgh, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dwight?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I'm trashing the Mr. Chris Broussard tonight. First of all, his name is Jose Ramirez, not Josie Ramirez.
I was saying that okay. off of the – you okay. heard the Tom okay. Hamilton.
Okay. And then next, you say you're an NBA expert. I got mad respect for you, but you don't ever give Dirk no whiskey – his proper due, man. He's going in the Hall of Fame this weekend. Every time I look around, his name was brought up a couple of times on y'all's show, but you never give that dude no love, man. You probably need to go back in the lab, do your homework a little bit on Dirk. Dirk was a mad scientist. That dude was a beast, man. All right, give him his props, man. And Rob Parker, what's going on tonight, man? I hope you're having a good evening.
All later. Right, thank you. Trash Rob, Talking Tuesday continues. Go ahead.
What did Tom Hamilton call him when he knocked out Tim Anderson? Josie.
Yeah, that's his nickname, yeah.
Right. So sit down. All right. Whatever the dude's name was.
Sean in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Sean?
Yo, my uncle's from another mother, my brother by the board. Chris, man, you got guys mad at you about Dirk Nowitzki, man. First time trash talkers, it looks like, brother. But for this, man, you know I got to get on the Orioles. And Rob, you're going to love this one. They haven't been relevant.
Since Moby Dick was a guppy.
Are you kidding me? The first team in the AL East, the best division in baseball, and they're mad that their commentator is commentating? If y'all don't get out of here with that, Baltimore, this is the last thing that you need during this great playoff push. You just acquired a guy in Black Jack Flaherty. Those should be the headlines, not this terrible suspension. I hope somebody else picks up Kevin Brown. Hey, Fox Sports Radio, he might be a good piece.
Hey.
All right, Sean, bringing that fire.
How about Will in Wisconsin? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Will?
Hey, Rob. Hey, Chris. You know, Rob, admittedly, I used to think you were not harsh on the NFL Players Association, but I really do at this point appreciate you really calling out their lack of attention to these contracts, man. Because this Saquon Barkley thing with the Giants – you know, there's an aside to this, to what happened during that whole deal with the black coaching searches and everything. And the Giants, you grow that conversation out from there. I don't know what the organization is doing. But seriously, this deal with Saquon, not only did they give him less money, didn't they, the NFL Players Association, allowed them to sign someone else in that same interim period when they're still trying to figure out Saquon? So the lack of attention there, either they need to restructure that, find better representation, or seek some type of oversight for these contracts. Because if this were any other business segment, there'd be some, you know, some attention to this.
No doubt. It's pretty bad. And Chris and I are on the record. It's as bad as it gets, Chris, when we talk about the Players Association. It shouldn't be that way. We got time for Mace or no?
Mace. A shortened version.
We got one minute, Mace. Can you do it? Mace in San Diego. Come on, Mace. Give us your best 30 seconds.
Nate Diaz, for losing to that no-talent degenerate D-bag Jake Paul in a boxing match. An absolute disgrace. Nate Diaz should be ashamed of himself. You let everyone in your hometown of Stockton down. After watching the fight, I'm willing to bet the two of you subsequently went to watch the Barbie movie together.
Man.
All right.
But look how relevant this is.
That's the first person he's trashed this century. Really? I don't know if he's trashed anybody else from the 21st century, Rob.
That's good. Mace, that's pretty good right there, Chris. I was impressed. Wow.
Yeah, good on Mace. All right, it is the iCouple. We have, of course, 1 hour left here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. Keep it locked. You won't be disappointed. iCouple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.